Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves beneath thy mighty hand tonight in the name of Jesus, as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we consecrate, we dedicate our lives totally and complete into thy hand. In the name of Jesus, you move, precious Father, the way that you see fit. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good, and he's a good God and worthy to be praised. Now, precious Father, I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase here tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray to people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Move the way that you see fit. Thank you for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for saving souls that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 through 8. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And the word of God says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in his own tongue, wherein we were born. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about the power and purpose of Pentecost. The power and purpose of Pentecost. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God through the use of the internet that we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God for this privilege. We don't take it for granted. We thank God for allowing us to be a voice, to speak for his word, merit and in truth, to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. The purpose and power of Pentecost. Pentecost means 50. Beloved, for Christians, Pentecost marked the birthday of the Christian church, the day when Peter preached, and in response to that message, there was also a harvest of 3,000 souls that was converted. Yes, people of God, Pentecost, it marks the outpouring of the Holy Spirit by which human beings are equipped to do the work of God. Pentecost, it is an event, historical event that took place when the church was birthed. Here we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, one purpose, in one place. Notice unity. All became one. And the next verse says, and suddenly, or immediately, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven, divided tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there is power in unity when all become as one. Yes, Jesus had instructed his disciples or the apostles before he ascended on high. He told them to go tarry at Jerusalem. They tarried at Jerusalem after Jesus gave them instruction. They followed the instruction that was given. And for 40 days, they prayed. They was in one heart, one purpose, one accord, in unity. Excuse me, in unity. God is a good God. God is a God that is willing, able, and ready to move where unity is, where there's no confusion, where everyone is believing for the same thing, where everyone is standing in the gap, interceding for a purpose to come forth. The power and purpose of Pentecost. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, Pentecost, as we get ready to celebrate on this Sunday, June the 5th, 2022. Pentecost Sunday is the day we remember when and how that the anointing took place. Beloved, the power of Pentecost was not the unknown tongues in which the apostles were speaking. The power of Pentecost, it was not the miracle that people from every known region of the world were able to understand what was being said in his or her language. It was immediately after the miracle of understanding that something else of equal importance took place. You see, the work of the church in the world, it became an agent of reconciliation and evangelism, which begun. The purpose and power of Pentecost, brothers and sisters in Christ, behold, on Pentecost, every believer of Christ is called away from their own role as spectators into the role of the central character in God's work of redemption and salvation. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. Beloved, on Pentecost, every believer of Christ is called away from their role as spectators, those that sit on the sideline. They are called into the role of the central character in God's work of redemption and salvation. So people of God, as a result of Pentecost, we do not watch what somebody else is doing for God, but we are being equipped by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can become actively involved in the work of salvation and redemption. Remember what the Word of God says, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Pentecost is the day when Jesus officially transferred to his disciples, his apostles, the responsibility of spreading the message of salvation to each and every one on the first face of the earth. This was a time for following Jesus. Hallelujah. As a disciple or learner. That time when Jesus transferred the responsibility of going to tell others about Jesus. It was a time to carry his message forth as apostles. The time has come. No more spectators. no more being a learner in the body of Christ. It is time to go forward. Put your hand to the plow, the gospel plow, and don't look back, because then you won't be fit for the kingdom of God. The time has come for the apostles themselves to do the work of the Lord. Believers of Christ, as God's child, you must be baptized with the Holy Ghost. You need to receive the Holy Spirit so that you can do the work of discipleship that awaits you. Beloved, you cannot preach correctly unless you have received dependency on the Holy Ghost. You cannot pray, sing or serve, or live correctly as a Christian unless you have been empowered and enlightened by the Holy Spirit, which first fell on the Lord's apostles in Jerusalem on Pentecost. Yes, this is better to be repeated. Believer of Christ, you cannot preach correctly unless you have received and your dependency is on the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You cannot pray, sing, serve, or live correctly as a born-again believer of Christ unless you have been empowered and enlightened by the Holy Spirit, which first fell on the Lord's apostles in Jerusalem. The purpose and power of Pentecost. Child of God, no matter what your spiritual gifts might be, they never will function to their full capacity until you allow the Holy Spirit of God to blow over you, to fill you up, and equip you for God's service. Bible says here in the book of Acts, the 11th chapter, verse 16, the remembering of the word of the Lord, how did he say it? John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. People of God, we cannot do our work and employ, operate our gifts, or exercise our ministry areas until God has filled us and transformed us by the power of the Holy Spirit. As the Bible says, hallelujah, in Romans 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what that perfect will of God is in your life. Yes, beloved, we need power of Pentecost. The power of Pentecost. God's receiving power in our lives. Beloved, God's purpose was to convert people and to establish a church. You see, Pentecost is the day when gender walls seems to come down. Peter said, Pentecost is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel, who said in Acts 2, verse 17, and it shall come to pass in the last day, it says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young man shall see vision, and your old man shall dream dreams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Beloved, Pentecost is the day when God tears down all the walls of division in the world and in the church. People of God, we need to move beyond the idea that God cannot use men and women in the ministry of the gospel. See, the Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. There is purpose and power in Pentecost. Yes, beloved, Pentecost is much more than the beginning of the New Testament church. It is a day of change, which includes reverse, flirts, then the fulfillment of prophecy and promises and identification and affirmation and power. People of God, on Pentecost, God enabled all to hear the same message in their own language. You see, the great turnaround is not that they all had one language again, but that we have one gospel for all people and all languages. It is what brings us back together under God's plan and not our very own. Again, we are talking about the purpose and power of Pentecost. Here the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 and 6, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is able, who is above all and through all, and in you all. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants us to become as one, in one heart, one mind, and one accord. So, beloved, the Holy Spirit is not just for a select few, but it is for all believers of Christ. The Apostle Paul also let us know that in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Pentecost, receiving God's power. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Pentecost is what's needed at that particular time, and it's still needed here today. Pentecost, again, it means 50. Jesus is good, and he's good all of the time. When we relate back to where the New Testament church was being birthed, or in the book of Acts, here we see in Acts 1, 4 through 8, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, ye have heard of me. But John the Baptist truly baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Excuse me. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Samaria, and in all Samaria, and unto the othermost parts of the earth. Pentecost, the purpose and the power of Pentecost. People of God, the Word of God teaches us that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is for all believers, and that it is God's power to be witnesses to all the world and giving us power to be with us, to be what we cannot be in our own strength. So we need God to intervene. We need the Holy Spirit to move. God is still in the soul-saving business. God still sits high, but look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. We are thankful. Because without him, we can't do nothing. We need him early in the morning. We need him during the midweek service. We need him, hallelujah, 24/7. That's the type of God that we serve. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. The one with all power in his hand. The one that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. Pentecost, receiving God's power. The Holy Spirit of God. From this day on. Because Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We praise him because of who he is. He is God all by himself. He's a God that sits high and look low, knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful and thankful for. Hallelujah. Again, tonight, brothers and sisters in Christ, we're talking about the purpose and power of Pentecost. We know that Pentecost means 50. Pentecost is and was, hallelujah, the church, New Testament church, birthday. Pentecost, receiving God's power in our lives. Pentecost is a historical event that took place when the church was birthed. Here again, when we read the scripture in Acts, in the book of Acts 2, verse 1 through 4, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. In other words, it came to a head. It came to its final process that was taking place. Its duration was fully come. They were all with one accord, one purpose, in one place. Unity is always key, because where division and confusion is, God is not in it. But where there is oneness, there is unity, one purpose that's taking place. The presence of the Holy Spirit can come on in like a rushing mighty wind, and it can fill the house, a sound from heaven. Jesus told the apostles to go and tarry at Jerusalem and wait for the promise to come. You see, as long as Jesus was here on planet Earth, the Holy Spirit couldn't come. But once he ascended on high, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us as believers of Christ, when he ascended and went up, again, the apostles, they were in one heart, one mind, and one accord in Jerusalem, in the upper room, praying, not backbiting, not gossiping, but praying. And after 40 days, there came a sound as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Pentecost, receiving God's power. You see, in the last days, it will be that God declares that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and his sons and daughters shall prophesy, and his young men shall see vision, and old men shall dream dreams. So we can say happy birthday to the church. Pentecost is the birthday of the church. And that amazing event happened when the Holy Spirit of God came down and anointed the apostles, Holy Ghost power. Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when the anointing of the Holy Spirit came in that upper room experience that the apostles experienced by being filled with the Holy Ghost, Peter, a disciple of Christ, Peter preached a sermon, a message, and more than 3,000 people were saved that day in one service. And the church began as a movement on this earth for the very first time. You see, life had never been the same since. God's gift of being filled with his Holy Spirit is still available today to those in 2022 through the ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ in the world today. Here the word says in Acts 1 verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Believers of Christ, even today, God is still answering prayer. God promises goodness and mercy. He promises never to leave us or forsake us. Word of God, let us know in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of these things shall be given unto you. Pentecost, the purpose and power of Pentecost, receiving God's power. People of God, God kept his promise to give the apostles the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. But again, it took a while. They prayed consistently and persistently for 40 days. You see, Jesus had left planet Earth, and he ascended on high. And the waiting period for the apostles was very hard. But always remember this, brothers and sisters in Christ. God's promises are often slow in coming to us as well. But we need to trust that the timing of God is always right. Let me say this again. Always remember this, brothers and sisters in Christ. God's promises are often slow in coming to us as well. But we need to trust that the timing of God is always right. The process, we need to trust him when we cannot trace him. See, the word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. All of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Child of God, right now, you might be praying about COVID-19 and asking God to end this terrible epidemic and loss of lives, suffering economic hardship, isolation, and stress. Remember, God is a God on time, every time. People of God, we need to keep praying. We need to do like the word of God said in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, to pray without ceasing. Also here in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse says that men ought to always pray and not faint or lose heart. Beloved, God always hears our prayers, and he always answers them at just the right time. Believers of Christ, as we wait, God has time to shape us and to mold us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, and to prepare the way for new opportunities for us. See, the word says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, beloved, God is teaching. He's teaching the church right now in 2022 to do new things, to learn new technology, to appreciate the hard work of people who we may have taken for granted, and for us to hear the cry of the poor and to speak up for justice, to pay close attention to the environment, and to listen to the hearts of people we may have been too busy to engage in or get engaged with. Church, let's keep praying. God is good. He's good. And he's going to answer our prayers. God is good and faithful to everything he's saying do. Yes, people of God, on Pentecost, receiving God's power, the purpose and power of Pentecost. On Pentecost, the apostles not only received the gifts of other tongues, they became witnesses through their experience. They told many people who were in Jerusalem at the time about the works of Jesus Christ in their own lives, and they referred it back to the teaching of the scriptures found in what the prophet Joel said. Yes, child of God, your personal witness of what God is doing in your life is the most powerful thing or the most powerful tool you have got when it comes to your salvation, your spiritual growth, and also in helping others to receive Christ as their Lord, personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God is no respecter of person. So, beloved, witnessing what Christ means, telling what Christ has done for you personally. Believers of Christ, empowerment goes along with witnessing. Still here today, in 2022, God empowers us with spiritual blessings to do the work of the ministry. You see, preaching and teaching, prophetic gifts, healing helps, administration, giving, and many more. If you are a Christian, a born-again believer, you have been given. You have been gifted from God's very own Holy Spirit in order to do the work of the ministry. Yes, beloved, believers of Christ, even today in 2022, people are still trying to dismiss the power of the gospel, of the word of God, and they proclaim it to be untrue and ineffective and as being mean and judgmental. Believer of Christ, there will always be critics out here, in the book of 1 Peter 3:15. It says, but sanctify, set apart the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks at you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Yes, beloved, we need to always be on our best behavior because people are watching us very closely. So, child of God, when you are faced with a trial or criticism or rejection for your faith, remember that Jesus faced even more suffering and rejection than you will ever know. So as a believer of Christ, expect to suffer. But remember, you are not alone. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yes, beloved, believer of Christ, at Pentecost, every believer is reminded that the flames of the Holy Spirit rest on them because they are the church. You see, being a Christian is not about a hobby. It's not about a social club because you are part of something so much bigger than that. For God sent forth his Holy Spirit and renewed the face of the earth. And so are ye renewed. Pentecost, receiving God's power. Beloved, we need to be reminded that God has provided us with the help we need to be channels of his love and grace to violent self-absorbed and pleasure-seeking and materialistic culture here in 2022. Believers of Christ, the Holy Spirit has been described in many ways. The Holy Spirit is like a breath that blows away the dust and makes everything clear. The Holy Spirit is like refreshing cool water to a parched throat. The Holy Spirit is that tear guy who points you in the right direction to see things that you might otherwise miss. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to live as a child of God through the Holy Spirit working in and with us. God is no longer distant and remote. The cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ are more than historical events. Now they are part of our being. You see, the Holy Spirit makes us realize that God is intentionally connected to our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good and worthy to be praised. We are given faith, and that faith relies on God and trusts Him. Yes, we are grateful for the purpose and the power of Pentecost. You see, the Holy Spirit given faith, it moves us to be God's holy and chosen people in 2022 and in everything we say and do. We want to do everything as unto the Lord because He is, because we are thankful for everything that He has done, is doing, and will do from this day forward in Jesus' precious and holy name. Remember what the Word of God says again. Here, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says, ye have heard of me. But John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in all Samaria and other and unto the othermost parts of the earth. Pentecost, the purpose and power of Pentecost. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are serving an awesome God, a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. We'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the miracles that took place, it's not about the miracle. It's not about the speaking in tongues, but it's about receiving God's gift freely. Beloved, remember, for a Christian, Pentecost marks the birthday of the Christian church, the day when Peter preached, and in response to his message, there was also a harvest of 3,000 souls converted. People of God, Pentecost It marks the outpouring of the Holy Spirit by which human beings are equipped to do the work of God. We thank God tonight for his word, that his word will not return to us void. We thank him because he is an awesome God. He's a God that sits high and looks low, knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful and thankful for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. If you would like to write us or would like to get in contact with us, you can contact us at Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, you can contact us and reach us at Dudley or Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. May God keep you until we meet again. Jesus, Terry, God's with us on this Tuesday. Have a wonderful night and a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Be blessed. God bless. Amen.